This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Hundreds of protesters have gathered outside the offices of the United Nations in Bangkok Sunday, demanding action on restoring peace in Myanmar. Most demonstrators were Myanmar citizens living in Thailand. The two countries share a border, and Thailand is home to a very large number of Myanmar nationals. February 1st, the military ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government and declared a year-long state of emergency. Since then, demonstrations have been held across various cities. Military-led actions to crush protests have led to bloodshed in which dozens of citizens have been killed. Pope Francis walked through a narrow alley in Iraq's holy city of Najaf for a historic meeting with the country's top Shiite cleric Saturday, and together they delivered a powerful message of peaceful coexistence in a country still reeling from back-to-back conflicts over the past decade. In a gesture both simple and profound, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani welcomed Francis into his Spartan home. The 90-year-old cleric, one of the most eminent among Shiites worldwide, afterwards said Christians should live in peace in Iraq and enjoy the same rights as other Iraqis. The Vatican said Francis thanked al-Sistani for having, quote, raised his voice in defense of the weakest and most persecuted, end quote, during some of the most violent times in Iraq's recent history. In a camp at the U.S.-Mexico border, some asylum seekers were told by officials the U.S. government may reopen their cases and they would eventually be able to enter the U.S. to wait out the asylum process. The new opening for people previously denied came as Mexican authorities worked to close the improvised camp along the banks of the Rio Grande across from Brownsville, Texas, that has housed thousands of asylum seekers. This is VOA News. A crowd of up to 800,000 turned out for a state election rally Sunday by Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi as he sought to unseat one of his fiercest critics in a campaign hit by violence. Modi's Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party, has been seeking to expand its power at the state level and is eyeing the eastern state of West Bengal, where the larger-than-life chief minister Mamata Banjari has ruled for a decade. The state has so far eluded the BJP. Staggered polling kicks off March 27th. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan won a vote of confidence from Parliament Saturday in a session marked by an opposition boycott of the vote and clashes between government supporters and opposition leaders outside the Parliament building. Khan was able to secure 178 votes, more than the 172 required. The former international cricketer, who became Prime Minister after the 2018 general election, volunteered to seek Parliament's confidence after the government's finance minister lost a high-profile Senate seat vote earlier in the week. Opposition parties boycotted the session, saying that Senate defeat was enough to show that Khan no longer enjoyed the confidence of the House. Switzerland was voting Sunday on whether to ban full facial coverings in public places, despite women in Islamic full-face veils being an exceptionally rare sight in Swiss streets. Polls indicate a slim majority supports the move in a vote that comes after years of debate following similar bans in other European countries and in some Muslim-majority states. Though most votes will have been cast in advance, polling stations will be open for a few hours Sunday. The remote Pacific territory of New Caledonia, one of the few places on the planet to have avoided COVID-19, is to go into strict lockdown, local officials said Sunday, after detecting 9 cases. The outbreak on the French archipelago was detected after a school headteacher fell ill on the Wallis and Futuna Islands, another French territory to the Pacific, leading authorities to screen 4 cases. Israel took another step towards post-pandemic normalcy Sunday, opening restaurants, bars, and cafes to vaccinated Green Pass holders, with about 40% of the population fully inoculated against the coronavirus. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared, quote, "We are coming to life," end quote, as he cut into a pastry at a Jerusalem cafe, according to a video posted on Facebook. Israel launched its vaccination campaign in December and has given the recommended 2 shots to more than a third of the population. This is VOA News.